A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. This is the gospel, the good news of our God. He sighed from the depth of his spirit. From the depth of his spirit. I think that if this doesn't humanize Jesus to us, perhaps nothing will. Can't we all relate to experiences of deep sadness, of frustration, of bone weariness? Have you ever found yourself explaining your thoughts or feelings or values to someone who just doesn't get it? It's almost as if you weren't even there, invisible. What could have caused Jesus' deep inner sadness, prompting a sigh so deep that it came from the very core of his being? Well, he proclaimed his disciples, including us, salt of the earth and light of the world, warning against squandering our gifts, but instead sharing them freely with others. He left a boat in Gennesaret, perhaps to rest and get something to eat. But instead, when he saw that no matter where he went, regardless of what villages or towns or countryside he entered, he was followed by people who carried and dragged their sick to him for healing. And so he set aside his own needs and healed them simply by allowing them to touch his cloak. Jesus scolded the Pharisees who were also following him for being so wrapped up in dogma and doctrine and rituals like hand washing, while ignoring how that dogma and doctrine and ritual burdened the lives of those less fortunate. And even his disciples didn't get it. And so he had to explain again that the only thing that can defile is that which comes from the very depths of one's spirit, from their heart. He healed the daughter of a Greek Syrophoenician woman after listening to and agreeing with her argument and being touched by her faith. He restored hearing and speech to the deaf mute while also restoring that man's spirit, his essence. He fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves and a few fish and later fed a crowd of 5,000 with just a little more. He restored sight to a blind man who saw clearly with his heart for perhaps the first time in his life. He did these and many other signs in the presence of Jews, Greeks, crowds, and small gatherings, and in front of the Pharisees who are now testing him, asking once again for a sign from heaven. They didn't get it. They looked for outward signs while ignoring those that mattered most, signs of crumbling relationships, of sadness, of exclusion and hatred, signs that the inside of the cup was in desperate need of a thorough washing. Today, if we are attentive, we will hear Jesus sighing deeply from the depths of his spirit. If we are attentive, we will hear his sighs and those plaintive cries from refugees seeking safety and community. If we listen closely, we will hear his deep sighs in the people wandering our city streets in threadbare clothing, searching for shelter we will hear his deep sighs in the grumbling of children's bellies that ache for food. If we listen closely, we will hear Jesus' deep sighs in the silent weeping of all who are lonely and excluded and bullied and who want only to be visible again. And if we really listen, if we really pay attention, we will hear Jesus' sighs and we will see his smile when we are silent and deeply listening to our sisters and brothers of different faiths and of all faiths, praising their Creator in whose image and likeness each of us is made. Listen, look, pay attention, and we will see and understand that the sign we seek is in our midst, walking among us. And that sign is Jesus. God bless.